I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Make sure you like, comment, share, and subscribe below for more ghoulish tales. Welcome back, everybody, to the Dark Forest. I, Zach Baby TV, welcome you to come get your buns toasted around this nice perky fire. Tonight's creepy tales involve three demonic dogman encounters. What was that? Did you guys hear that? Anyways, stay close to the fire, and I'll protect you. My cousin and I had rented a small little log cabin in upstate New York last December. We were more like brothers. We grew up together, so in a way we were. We rented this small little two-bedroom cabin for two nights. It was just a weekend getaway, right before the holidays. During our arrival, I came across this dirty-looking journal that was just laying there on the coffee table in the corner. I didn't pay it no mind, as everything looked pretty old and rustic around the place anyways. I thought it was just decoration at first. That was until I looked inside. My cousin hands me a cold beer, and he asks me, "What's that?" I shrugged. "I don't know, it's somebody's journal. Maybe the last person who was here and they forgot about it." The more I read, the more I had goosebumps all over my body. I was right. It was the last person here, as the date was from last week. I won't disclose his name for privacy reasons, but his journal does read about seeing and hearing things in the woods surrounding the wood cabin. It mentions eyes, things watching them from outside the window, scratching noises. It just gets deeper and deeper the more I read. I swear, it's like reading something out of a Stephen King novel. What was that? I dropped the book onto the table. As the book fell, it landed on its cover, exposing what looked like dried blood palm with fingerprints on the back side of the person's journal. It looked like blood, but I couldn't be certain. Then we heard something moving around on the roof of our cabin. Whatever it was, it sounded very heavy as it vibrated the walls and all the decorations that were hung up. I could hear a slight growl. I couldn't tell where it was coming from, but it wasn't coming from inside the cabin. It was coming from somewhere outside, but it sounded close. My cousin turned out all the lights and ran up next to me. What's going on here, dude? I don't know. But what I do know is that there's definitely something outside this cabin. My cousin nodded, and then put his finger in the air. I gotta make sure the front door's locked. Then he ran in the direction of the front door. I stayed put. I was too frozen, and I was in a seriously deep thought at the moment, trying to decipher what was really going on here. Was somebody playing a prank on us? You know, leaving around some creepy old-looking journal talking about monsters in the woods? Or was there really something out there? Something cryptid? That's when I heard the howls. As my cousin ran back over to me, he stopped, frozen in his tracks, about 3 feet standing right in front of me. But he wasn't staring at me. He was staring past me. His body was shaking, and he dropped his beer, breaking the glass all over the wooden floor. He lifted his hands up, mumbling to himself, pointing past my shoulder. I slowly turned my head around and faced the kitchen window. At first, it was just pure darkness, as it was pretty late outside. But as the storm made its presence even more known, as the lightning struck and lighting up the sky, that's when I saw what my cousin had seen. There was this head of this huge canine-like man just smiling, somewhat growling, fogging up the window as his snout pressed against the glass. Its large hand pressed up slightly against the glass like it was twiddling its claw, scratching the surface of the glass with its claw-like nails. We slowly started backing away from the kitchen towards the front door. I still had the keys in my pocket, thank God. After we had made it into the hallway, we noticed that the thing had disappeared from the window. Get to the car now, we are leaving, I said to my cousin. There was no hesitation. As we were running towards the front door, that's when we heard the large thump on the roof. This thing was now on top of us. We had no idea where it was and what it could see visibly from above us. Were we even safe to jet out to the truck at this point? Would it jump on our backs knowing that we had opened the front door and went outside? Was it even worth the risk? Or do we just stay inside and just call the police and wait? There was only one answer. The answer was to make a run for it. One reason was because we didn't have any weapons with us even to defend ourselves. Another reason is, this cabin was full of glass windows. This thing could have easily broken inside, but I think it's having too much fun at the moment. The only option we truly had was to make it to the truck and get the hell out of there. We both motioned to the count of three. We swung the door open, and we made haste to the truck as fast as we could. Luckily, the doors were still unlocked, as we are pretty isolated out here and I didn't bother about locking anything up. We got in the truck, turned it on, reversed, and hauled ass out of there as quickly as possible. There's something out there in the woods, on the outskirts of my patch of land. I've seen it a few times now. At first, I thought it was just a trick of my imagination with my vision at night. But now, I know there really is something out there. After I finished all my duties on the farm, I would always do some quick walkthroughs at night before I hit the hay myself. I would make my rounds to make sure that everything and every animal was accounted for before nightfall. My land is on the northeast corner in Alabama. I won't give the town's name because Honestly, I don't need any visitors, including those that I can't even describe. Especially those ones. It was roughly around 7 p.m. The sun had fallen and the moon had risen. It was pitch black with beautiful stars on a clear sky. I checked on the chickens. They were all there, of course. I checked on the sheep, the pigs, and eventually made my rounds to the horses. Everything was perfectly normal until I reached the goat section. That's when I knew something was terribly wrong. I only counted 4, but there was 5 goats. I walked around the wooden fence to see if maybe he was just sleeping in the corner somewhere, or maybe inside the little den I had made. That's when I saw the blood scattered all over the dirt and hay on the ground. It was everywhere. There was a trail that leaded past the wooden fence into the outskirts of my property. I thought to myself, damn, it's those damn coyotes again. I jogged back into my house to grab my double-barrel shotgun. I loaded it up off the wall mount and I went back outside. That's when I heard the howling in the distance. It was pretty hard to hear what direction it was really coming from, but I ran back over to the section where the other goats were and where the blood remained. I slowly walked in the direction and followed the blood path that led off my property into the outskirts of the woods. I had my flashlight aiming down the barrel as I walked quietly, not to make a sound. I knew whatever it was couldn't have dragged my goat too far, as all my goats were full adults and quite heavy. But still, I proceeded with caution, just in case. As I followed the dirt path, I started to see a trail of footprints along with it. This is what frightened me the most. When I was following the foot tracks, I didn't know what really I was following. They weren't quite wolf-like, but they weren't human either. I honestly don't know what it was, but whatever it was had taken my goat and therefore had to die. So I continued on, quietly. By this point, I was getting fairly deep in the woods. Now, of course, this is my land, so I know how to get back. I left the porch light on, and it's quite bright, as it is one of those new LED lights, if I do say so myself, that could be seen from a couple miles away. It's one mega porch light that I'm very proud of, as I built it myself. That's enough about the light. About 15 to 20 minutes had passed by now. I'm fairly deep in the woods by this time. I noticed that the blood is a tad wetter than before. I suddenly come across a leg. A goat leg. My goat. Just laying there, shredded to pieces on top of the hay grass. The blood continued further in. I started to get goosebumps all over my body. First of all, what would leave this piece of leg? They don't leave anything behind. They're starving creatures out here. I made sure that my shotgun was cocked, and I proceeded further. By now, I could no longer see my light from the house porch. I then suddenly heard something. It sounded close. It sounded like some type of branches or twigs snapping to my left. I looked around with my flashlight and my gun. There was nothing there but moving branches. I spinned around in a full 360 motion. I pointed my gun up in the air. I looked everywhere. There was nothing there. I took a few more steps, and then I let my eyes adjust to the darkness. That's when I saw the reflection from the eyes. I could see this creature devouring something rapidly with its jaws and fingers. As I looked a little closer, I noticed that this thing kind of looked like a man, but it kind of looked like a dog. It was a lot larger than I was. It was hunched over, and it had dark black fur. Its face was like of a dog of some sort. Its claws were more human-like, but very sharp. It was cutting into... No. My coat. This thing was destroying my coat. It was disgusting to watch, but I dared not make a sound and give away my presence. Luckily, I had turned off my flashlight and I was just shaking in my boots. Literally. After this thing, which felt like hours, had finished eating its fair share of my pet, it raised its snout to the sky and started sniffing into the air. Oh God, I think it could smell me. As soon as I thought that thought in my head, the creature looked straight in my direction. The thing dropped my goat. Then it started galloping straight in my direction. I was so incredibly scared. All I could do was raise my rifle, close my eyes, and squeeze the trigger. I heard a loud yell. But when I opened my eyes, the creature was gone. It was completely out of sight. I turned around and hightailed it back the way I came, back in my house's direction. I was so incredibly scared, I didn't even bother reloading my gun. I was still holding it, but I was just running full force at this point. I ran, and I ran. I can't even tell you how long it felt. I was so incredibly frightened. Then the house came again. Whatever it was, wasn't dead. It was still very much alive. The question was, how far was it from me? I started hearing something in the distance, but I couldn't quite make out what it was. I knew who it was. It was that thing, but I had no idea if it was walking, running, galloping, or was it simply toying with me. I had no idea at this point. I wasn't thinking straight. I eventually made it back to my house. I ran inside and locked the doors and turned off all the lights. I got on my knees and crept into the lower window with the blinds and looked outside to gaze. There was nothing. It didn't seem like whatever I had shot had followed me back home. I breathed a sigh of relief. And just as I had exhaled, something was banging drastically on my front wooden door. I took my sweet time getting off of my knees onto my feet as I leaned my shoulder against the wall. I slowly walked over to the front door and looked out of the peephole. There was nobody there. I mean, how could anybody be there? I had just came in here a couple minutes ago. I reloaded my shotgun, unlocked the latch, and slowly opened the door. As my adrenaline kicked in, I was ready for anything at this point. I raised my shotgun, and I stepped foot outside on the porch. Nothing. There was nobody there. I slowly lowered my head and saw what was on the front porch near my boots. It was the head of my goat. I live on the outskirts of Anchorage, Alaska. I've been here for the past 10 years. I absolutely love it out here. I live in the wilderness, My nearest neighbor is miles away. I built my cabin by myself. Of course, I had some help, but it's mine. The land is mine. I don't have to worry about all the rules and regulations and all that mumbo-jumbo that you do back in California and all their crap. Anyways, I'm back on topic. If you want somewhere beautiful, I mean every morning you look outside and you see the wilderness, the mountains. In the winter you see the snow. The never-ending snow. That's the only negative thing I could really talk about when it comes to the landscape in Alaska. When winter comes, by golly, it really comes. Hard. The weather is a lot different compared to the other states out there. I think the only people that are kind of used to it are probably the Canadians, and the Russians that are not too far off either. I grew up in northern Kansas. I grew up on a farm, along with my family, so I understand about the cold weather and raising animals on your own, especially for survival. But what I wasn't raised on or ever saw in my life was the beast that lives amongst me in the woods. The thing with the glowing red eyes that peers out at me at night nightly. It has never attacked me. It just stalks me like some sort of prey. It keeps winding around my property, pacing, mind you, almost like it was deciding what its next move was going to be and when. This beast never really gets terribly close, but just enough to where you could see it with the blind eye. The silhouette of it looks very large. It's dark and muscular. It might even be hairy. It has a lot of characteristics, like a wolf. But it's hard to tell as I only see this creature at night. But it stands up like a man, hunched over. I bet it's at least 6 to 7 feet tall. But then again, it really is hard to tell from how far away it is in the night. Sometimes, it will just stand there nearby some nearby trees. It'll slap the side of the bark hard, like it's tempting me to get closer. Like it wants me to give it attention. And by golly, attention I give it. There's no denying that. There are some nights that I'll frequently see it here and there as I walk my property. But like I said before, it's never attacked. Almost like it's just testing the waters or educating itself for the premises. To know its enemy. There have been mornings where I've seen what's left over of dead animal rodents left on the porch of my door. I have a funny feeling it's that beast leaving those there. I'm not sure why it does. Maybe it's a gesture, or maybe it's a warning. Either which way, I don't leave it on my porch. I wipe up the blood and gather up all the pieces of the meat and blood and fat and fur pieces all into a trash bag into my trash can every night. And by golly, by morning rise, the bag of the carcasses is always gone. I've made some phone calls and done some private investigations myself online. I've even went to the local library to look for any type of history of any type of news articles or anything whatsoever that could describe this thing that I keep seeing in the woods. I've even spoke to my neighbors. Nobody seems to want to talk. Whenever I mention the way this thing looks, it seems to almost frighten people to start acting a certain way. At first, I thought they were just brushing me off, but the more I explained the details, the more it seemed like they were hiding or avoiding me somehow. It's like everybody knew, except for me. I spoke to a couple teenagers, randomly, at a supermarket the other day. I don't know how this became a conversation, but it did. And they told me that their grandparents had witnessed the same thing of what I've been describing to them. They thought it was just folklore, but now I know it's true. Legend has it that this creature leaves those things on your porch as gestures or gifts, mind you. It will never proceed, but once you leave something else in return on your porch, the creature will go away. And according to their legend, eventually, if you keep taking their gestures and never replacing it with a gesture of your own, the beast will become agitated and eventually start getting closer, eventually attacking you or anything that's on your property. For the past 7 days, I've been leaving large pieces of steak and prime rib. I know, expensive pieces, but I figured it's well worth it in the end. On the 8th night, my offerings still remained on the porch. So I believe the creature has moved on to somebody else. At least, that's what I hope.